Blog Talk Radio.
Come on in, Greedy. We're going to watch the fights.
Yeah, that's what I came over for, Fred. Because my television is not working, you know. And I wanna watch this fight. Who's fighting tonight?
Oh, it's Punch Drunk Joey and Punchy.
Punchy? You mean that guy with the guy who got arrested and they let him go?
Yeah, they had let him out. They couldn't find enough evidence that he punched the guy in the wrong place. So they're gonna let him fight again.
Oh yeah. Say, Fred, is that a new television set?
That ain't new. That's my set. I got that set for years and years. It's an old one. Trying to get Lamont to get me a new one. And he says it costs too much money.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. I had a set. And I had to take it down to the shop. It was about the same size as that set. I took it over to Cheap John's, and they said that they were going to fix it. You know, they fix them up and sell them.
Yeah, well, I went down to the store and got this set, see?
Yeah. You know, that's a funny thing, Fred.
What's that, Greedy?
It looks just like my set.
Now your set? That ain't your set.
What? But it looks just like it. And where'd you say you got that?
I got it down at the store. Cheap Charlie's.
Yeah, Cheap Charlie's. That's John's brother.
What are we talking about, John, bro? Who's John?
That's John. John's the guy who owns that store. But his brother, Charlie, see, they're partners. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, look here. You don't have to get up, change the channel, see? You got the remote control. See, and it works. Just like that, you push the button, and you get any channel you want, so you don't have to get up out of your chair.
Yeah, just like my set.
Yeah. So it's a good. I got a good price on this set. I paid $50.
$50? Well, that's funny. That's what they gave me for my set. $50.
Yeah, well.
Hey, wait a minute.
See, look here. On the side, they got a little game. You could even play tic-tac-toe on the side of the set.
Yeah. Just like my set. Hey, wait a minute. That is my set.
Ain't your set. That's my television.
That's my television.
No, it ain't. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine.
You stole my television from Cheap Charlie.
I didn't steal it. I paid $50 for that.
Well, I want my $50 back.
Hey, wait a minute. You better go down to the store and talk to them and make sure your set's still there.
My set's not at the store. That is my set.
I'm going to go call the police. Oh, go ahead. Call the police. See if I care. Just get out of here and leave me alone and let me watch Punchy Drunkie on the fight. Punchy Drunkie. All right, Inner Sight Follies. That was a classic, but
yeah.
Fight over the television. Funny, they were going to watch the fights, and then they wound up having a fight.
Yeah.
All right, Around the World, Inner Sight with the Funnies, 213-816-1650. I heard an item on the news. Very interesting. This guy, Gabriel, going around in some of the suburbs and invading people's gardens.
What?
Yeah. A couple of people had to call the cops on him. So there was this one lady, you know, he came into her garden and he did all kinds of lewd things, which we won't mention. And this lady came out, and she was really a regular riot. You know, she's a nice lady. She came from Europe, you know, old European type, you know. What you are doing in my yard? Do you live here? You don't live here. Why are you coming here for? Go now, go.
I had to go see my boyfriend.
Boyfriend? What are you talking boyfriend? There's no boyfriend in this yard. Only little snakes.
Dude, snakes? Little snakes? I like snakes. How about frogs?
We got some frogs. Never mind frogs. Get out of here. And what's this? What's this with the pants? Fixing now the pants. Don't leave your pants open like that. What you are doing?
Well, I had to go to the bathroom, you know. Couldn't help it. You know.
Bathroom? There's no bathroom in this yard. You go home to bathroom. Going now home. Fixing now the pants.
Fix the pants, yeah.
Hurry up now. Go out.
Yeah, it was quite a scene, you know. And this guy, Gabriel, and a couple of times I heard he left some ladies' underwear in the yard.
It sounds like our old friend from out here.
Now, I don't know why he would do that, but... All right, Inner Sight Follies.
I got a quick one for you. We have two calls, too, though, but you want to hear a quick funny one?
Oh, a quick funny one. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I got to call the Long Island Railroad for something today, so I called the customer service number. I asked for a representative. This woman comes on the line yawning. So I said, before I said anything else, I said, gee, I'm sorry if we're keeping you awake. So she responds back, no, I'm just yawning. I need oxygen.
Yeah. She probably needs more than oxygen.
Yeah, that was so, I mean, the woman picks up the line, oh, I'm a customer service, can I help you? Like, she's like, oh, I'm sorry if we're keeping you awake. Hello?
No wonder I can't read the signs. They're asleep over there.
Yeah, right? It was so funny. And I caught her dead to rights, so she started laughing, too. You know, like, oh, no, I'm just trying. I need my oxygen for my brain. I felt like saying that's
oxygen.
Not all you need.
Yeah.
But
why didn't you get her a concentrator?
Yeah, I didn't want to go any further, but I could have gone a lot further with it. It's like too much. We do have Charlie and Paul on the line.
Oh, all right. Two calls. Oh,
yes,
we haven't heard from
yet.
Paul in a while.
Right.
You know. All right, we got a little Abbott and Costello coming up later on. We got the bootleg hanging around and maybe a little Lauren Hardy. All right, let's take a California call. Let's see what's going on out there.
Yes, yes.
California, here I come.
Sorry, wrong line. Hi, Paul.
California kid. Hey, Paul. Are you there?
What happened now? Hold on. These numbers are switching around on me.
You lost them?
No, the numbers are switching around on me for some reason. Well, we now also have our friend from Massachusetts on the line. We're trying to get Paul back. Here we go. They called the numbers jump around for some reason.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's California.
All right, Paul. California.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah. No, just,
hey, Joe.
For some
hey, Frank.
Reason,
how you guys doing?
Yeah. Okay. For some reason, the numbers jump around on the screen as people call in. They don't stay in the proper places, so I don't always see it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Sorry I haven't called in. I know you guys were off the air for a little bit?
About 2-3 weeks.
Okay. I thought so. All right. Yeah.
We were on for about a month.
Sure.
For about a month,
okay.
And then they wouldn't let us do it anymore. For free, so.
Oh, okay. Right. It's not
yeah,
the pain.
We're
well,
back.
Glad you're back. Glad to hear you guys.
We had a little financial turmoil, you know, but.
Nah, right.
Yeah.
But we recovered.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
All
so
right.
I'm glad I called in for the follies. I always enjoy your comedy, Frank.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're glad to have you. Are you back home? You were in New York, weren't you?
Yeah, I was actually in New York. Sorry I didn't get together with you guys. I was just dealing with my mom and you know, and the weather wasn't that great this winter. You know, I was there for a few weeks, but no excuses.
Horrible.
I should have got together with you guys.
Weather's been horrible.
Yeah. How is it now there? Is it okay now though? Is it getting warm?
Cloudy, rainy, damp. Supposed to drop down.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of water for the flowers.
Temperature's supposed to drop down in the low 60s with thunderstorms tomorrow.
Oh wow! Okay, you guys got to. If you guys ever get out to LA, I'll take you guys around. I don't know if you guys ever get out here, but definitely nice out here. You know,
I went to LA once when there was an American Council of the Blind convention.
Okay.
Our hotel was pretty much directly across from the airport. Not that far from the airport, and there was really nowhere to go and do anything much at that time but go on the tours that were offered by the convention.
Okay.
There was nowhere
right.
to really go
yeah.
around there.
How
like,
long ago was that,
think,
Frank? How long was that ago was that?
About maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
But the basic area around LAX is really nothing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I'm in Redondo Beach, which is about 10 miles south of the airport.
Yeah, but there's nothing there. There's no transportation. It's all meant for driving. They don't have the public transportation isn't anywhere near there. It's in some of the local communities.
Yeah,
they're
I
not,
agree with you there.
They don't like public transit out there.
Yeah, and you know
that's
right
weird.
There. Everything. everything is so expansive here, you know, because of the earthquakes and everything. They didn't build up, they built out. So the city is actually very big. Yeah.
And the highways are ridiculous. Cause, like, they always make fun of the highways because they all loop into each other. And you make one wrong turn and you're going to be driving around in circles for 2 hours to get where you're going.
That's good. I like that. You're right.
Yeah. Hey,
I can't remember how many millions of people, but that's quite a bit. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how's the weather out there, Paul?
Today was nice, actually. Today was probably about 70, maybe 72. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we won't see rain for probably until, like, November, actually, so.
But you get the smog out there, don't you?
Right now we're in, like, there's 2 months, actually, in the year where it's kind of, like, it's weather-related. It's not really, like, smog for, like, industry. But it's called May Gray and June Gloom, and it's really just like it's called the marine layer, and it has to do with the cold ocean temperature, water, you know, the cold air from the ocean, and it hits the dryness of the land air mass, so it creates like a kind of like a fog in a way, you know. So the
well, that's like the old Jackie Gleason when Norton was. Supposed to go to London. He says, so foggy over there, I didn't know where I was.
Yeah, it's true. It keeps it cool, though, you know what I mean? And then summer hits at the end, you know, at the end of June, really. And then it's kind of nice all time.
It might keep it cool, but it makes it awfully damp.
Yes, I agree.
It's awfully
very
humid.
True.
I can't. The humidity is what I can't take. That's why I don't like it here that much. And I was, I went to Florida once.
Oh, it's hot down there.
Again, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. It's like 200% humidity there, and you get all the bugs and all that crap.
Yeah.
I could take the heat in Nevada. I could take the heat in Nevada with no problem at all. It's a dry heat.
Joe, how was your trip out to Vegas? You went maybe in November or so, right?
Yeah, back in November,
Yeah, how was that? You had a good time?
I always have a good time when I go.
All right, cool deal. Very cool.
Yeah. I'm planning on going again in November.
Next November. All right, cool deal.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, but you didn't win any money, though.
You didn't?
Yeah, I know. I made my donation.
Yeah, right. Lost wages, they call it, right? Instead of Las Vegas, lost wages.
Yeah. But, you know, the idea is if you go there wanting to win, you're not going to be happy.
Yes, you're right.
You know, you got to go there and have fun, and if you win, it's just adds more to the pleasure.
Yeah, totally.
I take enough advantage of the things that they offer me, you know, complimentary. So
that's good. You get comped. That's good.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
Paul, how do you get around out there?
I drive.
Oh, you drive? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
I do drive.
So you're all right. Oh,
yeah, I'd be lost. Like Joe was saying, if you don't have a car here, you'd be lost. You know what I mean? I mean, if I have to take public transportation, I will do that. But it doesn't really access all the great spots. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
and it's just not as good as Long Island. You know, Long Island's got it down pat.
People don't
exactly
walk enough.
Not here in Suffolk County, they don't.
Not in Suffolk. No, not in Suffolk. Yeah.
Nope.
Well, that's true. People do walk a lot here, actually, you know.
You know, I think there's too many cars on the planet.
Yeah.
I want to replace the cars with horses.
Yeah, good idea.
Because I love the smell of horse manure. It's beautiful. You know, we could use it and get it and make a soap out of it, you know. And,
especially early in the morning.
You ever see that Jack Benny show where he was gonna sell horse manure and go into business with Rochester? You know,
I've never seen that one.
And he said. Well, he goes, it's a perfect business, Rochester, because there's no overhead. No overhead, but there's a lot of horse heads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And the more horses, the better. That's how we make our money. Yeah, who's going to shovel the manure? Well, that's your job. Thank you, Mr. Benny. It was nice knowing you. Wait a minute. Get back here, you know. I'm going to pay you. How are you going to pay me, Miss Betty? How are you going to pay me? Well, when we sell the soap that we make out of the horse manure, you'll get 2 cents a bar. two cents a bar? I'd do better if I go to the bar. Goodbye, Mr. Betty. That was so funny. Yeah.
Classic.
All right. Inner Sight Follies, 2 cents a bar. And, of course, you'll have to split it with me.
Yeah.
You know. Crazy. And my brother reported to me, as he does with weird stuff, he said that there's a group of people out west who are saving up feces. Yeah. Pretty smelly operation. And what they're doing is they're turning these feces into liquid, see? And they're going to make a gas out of it and put it in their cars. And that way they don't have to buy gasoline and save a lot of money.
Yeah.
The only thing is, it's going to be a pretty crappy run.
Can you imagine the exhaust? Can you imagine the exhaust coming out of those cars?
Oh God!
Can you imagine
I would pass on that one.
Cars running on human poop?
Oh God!
I don't know. He said he got this off the YouTube. I said, well, that figures. Yeah.
Well, we know someone that could give them a lot out here.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, in a sight.
Great talking to you guys.
Polly, yeah, Polly.
Hey, Polly,
stay
good
well,
talking
man.
To you.
Okay,
listen to the
thanks,
rest
Jeff.
Of the show.
Yep, I will.
All right, we got Bootleg coming up. We got Laura and Hardy. And... what else have we got? Oh, we got the Abbott and Costello. Hey, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. You want to adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. My Akita talks.
Yeah.
This morning when I came out of my room, oh, oh. You know, she really tries to talk. And she has the mentality of a bear and the appetite of a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Big East Akita Rescue, Tom's River. Check them out. Big East Akita Rescue.org. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Kennedy over here in Islip, New York, where you can buy a house, sell a house, get a house, whatever you want to rent the house. Call Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. Good friend to Inner Sight. And let's see, around the world with Touro Law School. You need a good lawyer, and you're here in Long Island, and you are eligible, call Touro. Well, call him to find out if you're eligible. 631-761-7000, Touro. Good people over there. And we remind you to please take note of SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Some good people over there. 631-880-7929. That's local on Long Island. But, you know, when you're disabled, you can go to any independent living center you want. You don't have to go to the one in your area.
And if they don't help you, it's the one that's near you. You can call the one that will help you.
Yeah, or you can call in a site.
Yep.
All right.
We'll get the one near you to help you.
Yeah, we'll get them. Around the world with all the beautiful children, please take care of them, watch out for them, help them. And Corey Foster and Avanti Oquindo, two youngsters who live their disability, their short lives, and just a horrible, horrible tragedy for the two of them. So we always remember Corey and Avanti. Yeah, around the world, in a sight. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. We highly recommend SuttonInsurance.com. And if you need a printer, don't forget about Good Mojo. Good Mojo Printing. 631-666-1010. They're local here in Suffolk County, Long Island. All right. Our co-host is on a binge, a sleeping binge.
Or whatever.
Got to clarify that. All right. So you want to do the Able News?
Sure. Able News is the newspaper. Able News is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 27 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section for buying and selling items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able News is now online, so please go to ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. And I have a petition number for tonight, too.
Oh, all right.
Our service dog petition is at 75,945.
All right, we're going to make that 76,000. I got the feeling that it's coming up. And I want to thank everybody for signing. Really, really appreciate that. Two of my favorite funny people in the whole world, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. And, of course, I know I've told this story before, but I did a show a while back with a guy who, his first name was Abe. I can't think of his last name, but he had an act, and he goes all the way back to, he worked with Lou Costello. And he had a, the name of his show was AB's Babies. You know, he did all kinds of funny stuff. And when he came on the show, he brought with him Lou Costello's hat. And I got to wear the hat through the whole show. And you could feel the vibes from Lou Costello. And, you know, he had a very tragic life, Costello. You know. So let's see. We got that little piece.
Well, being that you started talking, of course I queued it up.
Yeah.
You gave me a good entry today.
Let's hear the Susquehanna Hat Company.
Oh, Eddie, how are you? Well, where you bound for? We're going to spend the weekend up at Briarwood.
Briarwood?
Yeah.
Hey, you can do me a favor.
Sure, then.
You've got to pass Bagel Street, see?
Where's Bagel Street?
Bagel Street. All you have to do is ask anybody.
It's on our way?
It's on your way. Look, I want you to deliver these hats to the Susquehanna Hat Company. They can't destroy this thing.
Oh, sure. That's cool.
You do
that?
Sure.
Sure.
Why don't you wait for me? We're going up to Briarwood to spend a weekend, and this guy's because he's going up me.
Okay. Okay, Dan, you take care of it.
Thank you ever so much.
Okay, Dan.
I'll be good. Hey, keep an eye on the promo shop while we're gone.
I'll be glad.
Okay.
Oh, look, you've got to deliver
with the hatch.
You've got to deliver these to the Susquehanna Hat Shop.
Where?
It's on Bagel Street.
Where's Bagel Street?
I don't know. We'll ask somebody. It's on our way down.
How much you say to you?
A little bit.
How do I look with a $7.50 hat on?
Hey,
okay.
All right, carry it over.
Get dirty. Let's go.
Be careful.
Bagel Street. We'll ask somebody. We'll ask someone. Excuse me, can you tell me where Bagel Street is? Sorry, buddy, I haven't got a dime. Who's asking you for money? I'm only asking you where Bagel Street is. Do I know where Bagel Street is? Of course I know where Bagel Street is. What do I look like, a dummy? Do I look like I just got off a boat? Is there a state on North Coast and I just came from Ellis Island? Of course I know where Bagel Street is. I was born and raised on Bagel Street. My brother was born on Bagel Street. You know my brother? You know my brother?
I don't know.
Why don't you go around talking about my brother? I'll have you understand my brother's one of the finest boys that ever walked in shoe leather. My brother was an honest student at school. Go ahead, say something nasty about my brother. Say something like he shouldn't get a parole.
I'm not here where Bagel Street is. That's a common ordinary citizen. Just as another fellow where Bagel Street is. I got to deliver these hats to the Susquehanna Hat Company. Susquehanna Hat Company?
Is that a Susquehanna hat?
Yeah.
You know who makes these hats?
I don't know.
Child labor. Little girls, 13, 14 years old. Little girls with curls down their hair. They work 13, 14 hours a day. They work in a sweatshop all day long. Here's what I think about Susquehanna hats. Look at that thing. Imitation leather, just like paper. And look, I would give you
seven in the
head. Oh, what's the matter? You're putting a wire on there for me to cut my finger. That is the worst I ever thought. Boy, that Susquehanna hat company, that's what I think of that.
Well, you know what that's going to cost you, don't you?
Give him back to Dan. $7.50. You broke one of Dan's hats. Look, all I did was put a hat on my head. Did I ask the guy to take it off?
That's enough. It's the way you ask him.
You ask the next guy.
Come on, never mind. Let's find Bagel Street. Here, ask this lady where Bagel Street is.
Excuse me, lady. Could you tell me what Bagel Street is?
Bagel Street! Oh, why did you remind me of Bagel Street? My husband was killed on Bagel Street. You hear?
You know, two of the most amazing
personalities that ever lived. But how about the supporting cast? You know,
yeah.
That lady screaming like that. That was really funny and crazy. You know, the people who played with them, the people who.
Yeah.
Great actors, you know, of the past. All right, Inner Sight Follies, the great Abbott and Costello, and always great to hear them. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. Let's see, who we got online?
Charles and Marlene.
Oh, Charlie and Marlene. All right. Does Marlene want to talk or listen?
She's in the queue.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get Marlene on the line then. From
no, she's not
Massachusetts.
In the queue anymore. She's not in the queue
anymore.
Okay.
All right.
Marlene,
if you're
listening and you want to talk, press 1 on the phone again. Somehow you got off the queue.
Yeah. We'll take a phone call from Charlie.
Out here in Long Island. Just want to make sure I still have him correctly in here.
Hello.
Give me 1 second. Like I said, now we did have Charlie. We don't have Charlie. Now we have Lou.
Having some trouble with the phones tonight. Huh?
No,
oh, Louie's calling
all
in.
Over the... We have Louie now on hold.
All right. So let's go to Louie.
All righty.
Louie Rivera, Inner Sight Live around the world.
Hey, Perino.
Hey, there he is.
Hey.
Did you hear that Abbott and Costello?
Yeah, I heard it through the line, through the phone.
Yeah, it was funny, wasn't it?
I hear Abbott!
Yeah.
Did it sound clear?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah,
clear through my ears.
So, what's up, Lou? What are you up to? What are you doing?
Yeah, nothing much. I was listening to a blog radio the other night with Suzanne, you and Joe Arion talking to the phone yesterday about different organizations.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Frank. I've got to pull back in. I'm getting a bad echo.
All right. Yeah, so did you see any funnies this week?
Funnies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you watch during the week? You watch funnies?
I watch baseball and then wrestling. I watch the whole nine yards, movies, and Inner Sight.
Oh, you like sports,
And Tuesday I watch your show at 11 o'clock on Public Access.
Yeah. You watch the old funnies?
Oh yeah, I watch Roland Martin's laughing on decades. Hello, this is Life for the Beautiful Downtown Burbank. Roland Martin's laughing.
Yeah.
That was a good comedy show. I used to watch that. That was making everybody laugh.
Who do they have on? They have a guest on, right?
Bob Newhart.
Oh.
And the All-Star cast. Yeah. And you got Alan Sills, Goldie Hawn, Joanne Woolley.
Oh, Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn.
She was in that movie with, who was in that movie? Jim Carrey, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't Goldie Hawn in a movie with Jim Carrey?
No, I don't remember that.
I know he's in Pirate Benjamin, Wildcats, Jungleland Express, Butterflies Are Flea-Free. Let me name another one. Overboard, opposite Kurt Russell. And Farmway with Chevy Chase.
Hey, you remember Danny Kaye?
Yeah, Hank Christian Anderson.
He was funny, though, Danny Kaye.
Yeah. I I know him from way. I like Daddy Kay. He's in The White Christmas. He's in Hans Christian Andersen and other films.
Yeah. He was a funny guy. I saw him in a movie. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it was really funny. Where he played some kind of an insurance salesman or something. It was funny.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I saw Suzanne on. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all right.
Okay.
You remember that that Honeymooners with Ralph and Norton and where
Alex and Trixie.
Yeah, where they're trying to where he buys her a vacuum cleaner. Remember the vacuum cleaner?
Oh, that was funny episode.
Yeah. And the thing doesn't work.
The handy dandy vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. It makes a weird noise.
Yeah.
And remember what he did to try to get the hose unclogged?
Yeah. He put it through his mouth.
He puts the thing in his mouth, and he's going like that, and Norton's saying, "I can't hear you, Ralph. What are you saying?"
Pull the plug out.
He's got this thing in his mouth. His face is blowing up and all that.
Yeah, that's right.
That was funny.
Oh, that's right. I saw Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero Tuesday.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about the something on the inner site.
Yeah.
The wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still running the older shows?
I don't know. We gave him a couple of new ones.
Louis was just saying she was talking about the wheelchair. That was another episode.
Yeah.
All right.
She changed.
Hey, Lou,
before
you go, give us a couple of imitations. Come on, who you got? Hey, can you imitate Frank Sinatra?
Oh, jeez.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Frank Sinatra. There's a new show, the Frank Sinatra Show on NBC.
All right, Frankie, how about a song? Give us a little song.
Frank will turn over in his grave.
A summer wind that lingers in. I'm across the sea.
Yeah.
Sing a song that stroll with me. I'll sing a song and then I'll sum along. And then we stroll that golden sand. Sweetheart and the summer wind.
It sounds even worse tonight because we have an echo. You're hearing it twice.
Boy, it's a good thing.
Those lonely days on and on.
If you keep that, Jack Jr. is going to come and attack you.
Yeah, who that? Attack me?
Frank Sinatra Jr. is going to come after you if you keep singing like that.
Yeah, I need practice. That needs practice.
Oh, you need more than practice.
Joe Arion. That needs practice.
You need more than practice.
Better you say it than me.
You need a voice.
Yeah. Stars.
All right, Louis
blue.
Rivera, everybody, with the summer wind.
I'm leaving today. I just want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Dedicated to Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
She's under the weather.
Louis. Beautiful.
Okay.
It's so beautiful, I can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Louis, we have
hey, listen, give my regards to Suzanne, all right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right,
okay,
Lou,
guys,
thanks
have
a lot.
Good weekend.
Take care, buddy.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Fix now the pants. That was so funny when that landlady came out and said that. Fixing now the pants.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. You should be fixing now the voice.
Yeah. Why are you singing like that? You sound terrible. Do you drink, the alcoholic? Are you the alcoholic you drink?
He probably did have a half a dozen sangrias tonight.
Fix now the voice.
I hear your lovely partner laughing in the background.
Yeah, we have a bit of an audience here tonight. Studio audience, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Fixing now that radio, the voice. All right, in a sight. Who else we got on the line?
That was our last person in queue.
All right.
We
television.
Do have some people in the wings.
All right. Yeah. Television, Tuesday night, 11 o'clock, Channel 20, Inner Sight, Long Island. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Check us out, 1997, and on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3 on the Internet. Inner Sight. All right, around the world, and, we got, we have Bootleg coming up, don't we?
He's kicking and screaming there, but he's there.
Yeah, Bootleg. All right, let's get the music for Bootleg.
Here we go.
Maybe we'll get a funeral parlor for a sponsor.
Well, it's a dying business. Everyone's dying to get in.
I'll have to get someone weird to go in there and haunt the place. I know just the guy, Gabriel.
Yeah, right.
What am I playing this music for? Fix now the pants. Or get out of the yard. All right. The Inner Sight roving reporter, Bootleg, and the the question tonight is how do you get your spouse drunk?
He's gonna love that one.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The roving reporter, who has been invited to the White House.
No.
Mr. Trump. After he comes back from Korea, yeah. All right. Bootleg.
Thank you very much, yes. By the way, who was that crazy lady yelling about pants?
Yeah.
We thought she was your girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, please. Well, let's see. The question tonight is, how do you get your spouse drunk? Well, that shouldn't be too difficult. My wife was an alcoholic. I didn't have to do much at all to get her a drink. Anyway.
I wonder why.
Let's see if we can find an interesting candidate for the question. Pardon me, sir. Bootleg, the roving reporter for Innersight, and the question is, how do you get your spouse drunk? Well, I don't know. I'm not married. Oh, that would make sense now, wouldn't it? Well, how's your brother? I don't know. I don't have a brother. No. Well, how would you get your mother drunk? I don't know. My mother passed away. She
what
drank
about his
too
girlfriend?
Much. What about your girlfriend? How would you suggest that she get pie-eyed? I don't know. I don't have a girlfriend. Boy, you must be pretty lonely. What about you? What do you do for fun? I'm an alcoholic. Now leave me alone.
I thought you were going to ask him about his boyfriend.
Well, seems like a silly question anyway. How do you get your spouse drunk? Buy a good bottle of wine, don't you? Yes, I suppose. Give them one of those cigarettes to smoke. What do they call those? Reefers. Give them a reefer. Yeah. All right, well, here's another one. Pardon me. Bootleg, the roving reporter from Innersight. And how do you, the question is, how do you get your spouse drunk? Well, let's see. After I drink, and I'm drunk, I don't care if she drinks or not. Oh. Well, do you save any for her? Oh, me? Nah, I don't save anything for anybody. I'm a mean, no good beep beep. For all times, yeah. Well, why are you so mean, sir? Because I have a son who's an idiot. Your son? Why is he an idiot, sir? Because he goes around gardens leaving ladies' underwears in the garden. And people yell at him and scream at him and call the police on him. And I can't deal with it. Because I have a bad heart. Oh, is that why you drink? Yeah, that's right. That's why I drink, because I have a bad heart. And I also drink because I have to water my battery. Now get out of here. Leave me alone. Please, don't bother me. And Gabriel, come home. Don't be hanging around houses with crazy lady screaming at you about your pants. Ew, how dreadful. Well, you know, one thing I love about this job, you never know what you're going to run into or run out of or run away.
We only have time for one more, but like we have to get moving.
Yes, thank you for that. All right, one more. Miss, how do you get your spouse drunk?
Well, I don't have to get my spouse drunk.
Why not?
He's always drunk.
Yeah.
He's so drunk, he doesn't even know where he lives.
Oh, how dreadful.
Yeah. When he comes home, I have to thank God that he made it. He stumbles in the house, and oh, it's terrible! Oh.
What do you do?
I take a drink.
Oh, Oh, well. Good luck to all, and, I don't know, how do you get your spouse drunk? It seems like a ridiculous question anyway. But this is Bootleg, the roving reporter, and, as for me, I'm going back to England, and I'll be back next week. Good night, everybody. All right. There it is, folks. The madness of Bootleg. And isn't that funny that Gabriel's father was on?
Yes.
Gabriel's father.
Six now the pence.
All right. Anyway, who wrote that?
Yeah.
All right. Are we out of time?
We have a few more minutes if you want your other guests to come into the studio.
Oh, who do we have?
We have about 2 or 3 minutes, but I don't think they can do their thing in 2 or 3 minutes.
No, we better save them. We'll save him for next week, and hopefully Gabriel will be retained.
Well, like I say, he reminds me of someone we know.
Or restrained.
What? It reminds me of someone that you knew out here.
Yeah, well, he likes to talk to ducks, too.
Yeah, but do they answer back?
Well, I think so, yeah. But listen, Gabriel, if you don't have any help, just call in a site and we'll try to get you some pants. I got plenty of pants, see?
Yeah.
And
he's not having a problem with getting pants. He's just doing the wrong thing with them.
Doing the wrong thing with the pants. All right. Yeah, one time I caught him under the bridge with the sleeping on the steps with the pants. All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And hope you had a little fun, crazy stuff we made up.
Fix now the pants.
Yes, and let's see. We'll be with you Monday, Mad or Glad Monday. Coming up. Hope you have a good weekend, a healthy weekend. Let's see. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight phone number, and we try to help as many
90 seconds.
Disabled people as we can. I want to thank Big Joe, engineer,
no problem,
for orchestrating some of this stuff, and I want to thank him for that Abbott and Costello Susquehanna. And callers, appreciate it. All right. Monday night, Mad or Glad.
60 seconds.
And be careful out there. There's a lot of crazy drivers out there. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Scary. Yeah, but you got to do it. You got to live your life, you know.
You're lucky you can't see them.
Yeah, right. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, thank you very much. Be with you Monday, 8 to 9, live, right here. And we'll keep doing it and try to help a bunch of people along the way. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our email, innersight@pmpmail.com, no attachments. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Thank you very much. And Barbara, don't forget, I'm still in love, but not with you.
Goodbye, everybody.